1600 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Tuesday's Newsmakers brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning. Sunshine and 76 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Jan Briggs and Nancy Standiford, who are organizers of the Redding Tornado Trot and Trail, and also Mr. Matt Brown with Handlebars of Hope. Let's see if we can get everybody in here. Jan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jan.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
And Matt, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Well, thank you for joining us here, Jan. We wanted to really, I guess, get the word out here about the Redding Tornado Trot and specifically registrations, trying to get those built up here now before the actual event.
Yeah, we're just wanting to get the word out early that we're excited to continue the Tornado Trot and Trail. And we want to encourage early registrations. We were lucky to have Aaron at the Brown Shoe Fit store donate a couple of running shoes. So we're going to have a drawing for anybody registered by June 1st.
Okay, by June the 1st. And well, how can we get registered if we want to do so, Jan?
Well, you need to email Nancy. I'm going to refer it to her because she does a really good job with registration, and she's the girl you need to contact.
All right, girl, we need to contact Nancy.
Great. Yeah, to get a registration form, just email tornadotrot@gmail.com, and I will send you an email with that registration form. And if you get those to me before June 1st, like Jan said, you'll be entered to win one pair of Brooks running shoes.
Outstanding. Yeah, from Brown Shoe Fit, a corner of 6th and Commercial downtown Emporia. So Saturday, June 25th is the big day, and as you heard, it's Tornado Trot and Trail. So Jan, we're running and riding, or running or riding here?
Or both. I guess you could do both. The official start is at 7:30. We want to get everybody pumped up this year. We've had a couple years of slow starts with COVID and everything, so we all want to take off at 7:30. However, I know bikers like to go for the long rides sometimes, so we'll have registration open until 9 o'clock that day, and then you can come and ride and run and even eat pancakes. I think I heard might happen that same day.
Nice. So there's going to be a lot happening here. And, you know, the proceeds, the way it sounds, are going to Handlebars of Hope, which is why we have Matt Brown on with us here today. Matt, let's talk a little bit about Handlebars of Hope and really starting off our conversation for folks that don't know about Handlebars of Hope and really the mission that has developed here with the agency.
Yeah, so Handlebars of Hope, it's just all about, you know, people are donating bikes to us, and we take the money, the proceeds that people raise and donate to us, we fix those bikes up and get bikes into the hands of people in need. For instance, you know, somebody that needs transportation to and from work, or a kid that might not otherwise ever have an opportunity. And our mission focus right now, we do stuff, a lot of stuff in the Emporia area, but we've also expanded a lot down in Mexico and then in the Brownsville area. Our main focus, and just like this weekend, we had a church reach out from Oklahoma City. They were looking for bikes for Afghan refugees that needed transportation and stuff, and so we were able to provide them with 15 bikes at no charge.
Well, many folks know Matt from High Gear Cyclery and got involved with Handlebars of Hope. When did you start getting involved with Handlebars, Matt?
First time we went down to Mexico and we sort of made this evolve was about 2014, 2015 is when this has all started.
Well, this is something you have really embraced because is this going to be turning into a full-time function for you?
this is turning into a full-time function. So we have moved to Brownsville, and I don't want people to think that our foothold here in Emporia is going away, and that's not the case by any means. We're still going to provide lots of bikes to people in need, free repairs, anything they need. But there's just a big need at the border area, and that's more of a full-time job that we had been going down for 3 months every year, and it's just turned into we've got to be down there full-time. So we help provide bikes on the Brownsville side, and then we go across to Mexico several times a week.
How are you planning?
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so for these gals to raise money for Handlebars of Hope and get people on bikes and just give them hope, I mean, it's all about helping people where they are and sharing the love of Christ.
Matt, how do you plan to use the proceeds from the Tornado Trot? Is it strictly when it comes to maybe getting bikes here? Is it refurbishing the bikes for folks? Or how do you plan to use the funding here to continue the mission?
Yeah, so people will generally, they'll donate bikes here to High Gear. When we take those, we buy all the tires, the tubes, all that type of stuff here in our community. We do see people come into the bike shop, and we can tell when the person is in need, and it would be a struggle to pay for a repair. There's a lot of times we're just like, you know what, Handlebars of Hope is going to take care of this, you know, and High Gear will do the repair, if that makes sense. So, and then the other thing is when we go down to Texas and Mexico, we usually have to rent a U-Haul to get the bikes. So I bet you we have, we'll probably have like 3 or 4 U-Haul truckloads. And the U-Haul used to cost $1,500. That's without gas. Now with inflation, it's $2,000 for one U-Haul.
I bet you know how to load a U-Haul properly now, don't you?
Yeah, I pack them in there. So next time I do it, I'll have you come down and help. How's that?
I'll tell you what. I've seen some of the trailers you've loaded, and it's pretty impressive to watch that process.
Could I add something about the community base here? We're excited for Matt and Stephanie going to expand and take their mission to the border. But the first time I met Matt, and I might have told this story before, that before I even knew what Handlebars of Hope was, I had a student in need at the time, and I walked in there, and I'll never forget, I'm sure it was before 2014 that when he started this, he just gave me a bike for this young girl for Christmas, and so that's kind of stuck with me all this time. I don't even know if he remembers it, but yeah, they've been very giving over the years to a lot of families in this community as well.
Yeah, well, thanks to Matt and his family for all you do. Handlebars of Hope, a very impressive mission and certainly impactful for many, many people. Well, Jan, Tornado Trot and Trail, what's the run length? What are our options with the rides?
I'll talk about the run, and I'll pass it to Nancy for the rides. The run is the same. The reason we have Tornado Trot at Gmail, it started out as a 5K run, and it's one lap around Reading. It's pretty easy. You do it 3 times if you can for the 5K, and every time you come by the checkpoint, we cheer you on. Then we added the bikes. 1 year, and people love the bikes. We have 2 routes this year that I'll let Nancy tell you about both routes.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
So we have 2 routes. We have a 14.5-mile bike ride, and we have a 26.5-mile bike ride. And the 14 takes you, well, both of them take you north of Reading, and just some beautiful scenery once you get on top of some hills. And the actual 26.5 takes you up to the Flint Hills Nature Trail, the old rails to trails that you can ride over to Miller, and then you drop down back into Reading. So it's really a pretty route either way you go.
Well, Nancy, is there a place we can find more information, all the details on the Tornado Trot and Trail?
Yeah, you can check us out on Facebook. We've got some information out there, and that's where all our updates for both the run and ride and the whole day will be. So just keep checking that. And also, if you want a registration, just email me at tornadotrot@gmail.com.
All right. And again, give us the deadline to give us a chance to win those shoes from Brown Shoe Fit.
Yeah, just have that, your registration and payment to me by June 1st.
Good deal.
Well, I also would add that if you get in, I think on the registration it mentions June, does it, Nancy, June 15th? And we've got pretty cool souvenirs this year if you get those, if you pre-register. So plan ahead.
You got some swag?
Back. Excuse me?
You got some swag, do you?
Oh, it's new swag. No, I actually wore some swag on the La Grind this weekend, but...
I saw the swag, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So maybe we should just keep that a mystery. I think bikers will like it, and runners will like it in cold weather. Let's just leave it at that. But how about we come back later and give you more details on swag and pancakes?
Let's do that.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Matt, anything else that you wanted to bring up here that we haven't touched on here this morning?
Nothing. You know, I'm just thankful for the Emporia community in this area and just everybody being involved and just being a part of this process. And this Handlebar Hope mission, this is not me and Stephanie and my daughter Mezzi's mission. This is everybody's mission, just reaching out and being a light in people's lives. And you're not too far away because we're going to drive 1,000 miles from the border region back for this event. So,
all right. Well, hey, and before we leave,
challenge people from further. Yeah.
Yeah. And before we go, congratulations. Jan alluded to this on a very successful La Grind this past weekend, Matt.
Yes, a very, very successful ride this weekend. So we had big turnout, and we expect a big turnout for the Tornado Trot just to come out and support us.
You bet.
Good deal. Nancy, anything else you wanted to bring up here this morning?
I think that about covers it. Thank you.
Good deal. And Jan, what about for you?
We're just excited this year more than ever with all of their news. We want to just make it bigger and better. So. Keep it going. I think the La Grind is going to be here to stay, and so we want to do the same.
The Tornado Trot and Trail, Redding Park, Redding, Kansas, coming up Saturday, June 25th. Matt, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right, Nancy, thank you.
Thank you.
Jan, thanks.
You are welcome. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Jan Briggs, Nancy Standiford, and Matt Brown joining us on our primetime newsmaker, the Redding Tornado Trot and Trail, June 25th. Chuck?
All right, if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker slots, right now we have one for this week. It's Thursday.